Saturday morning, we continue with the Experts Program on Power Talk Radio, 1460 and 101 FM. Edward King of Alliance Career Training Solutions is with us here in studio. Good morning, Edward.
Good morning, Mark.
So today we're going to talk about new employee training and how important it is for businesses to do their part.
Right, and also the difficulty of placing the under 35 prospect. But let's start with the new employee training. I've recently run across a number of stories of real-life situations where people or businesses are going out and spending the money on hiring new employees, onboarding them, but not giving them proper training. Now, part of the proper training issue is because the person that they assign to do the training is already overworked. And so it's an irritant to that person to actually give training. That's one. Two is not everybody is capable of doing training. Right. You know, they don't have the right attitude. They don't have the right skill set. So, you know, the first thing I want to mention is, yes, new employee training is not a two-day operation. You should think of it as 3 months. Number two is you really need to think through who it is you're asking to do the training, because like I just said, not everybody is good at that. They don't have the patience level. They don't have the vocabulary and the communication skills, so they're not able to actually do the training. In addition to that thing is that when you're bringing in new employees, you obviously are hiring an unknown. So you don't really know how best that they're going to learn and so forth. I think the other thing, too, is so many businesses that I've walked into recently don't have things like desk procedures. And a desk procedure, in essence, just has like a recipe of this is how you accomplish this task, and this task. And it's step by step. And it allows this new employee to have a very good menu of steps to go through so that they can accomplish their thing, their job, their task. And they'll build that knowledge to the point where they don't need to follow that because it's embedded in their brain. So those things are in the ideal environment, but I can't imagine the lost dollars for these businesses where they go out and they hire somebody and they don't train them. And I think it's a terrible oversight on the part of owners. Now, recently, one of the things I did see that was an excellent idea is when a new employee who had lasted about 3 to 4 months before they just got fed up and left, the owner contacted them after they left. And, you know, we call those exit interviews in our normal world. But, you know, this business didn't have the HR function of exit interviews. But it was a good idea for them to find out, because what was going on was the immediate supervisor and trainer actually had some, you know, some skeletons in their closet. And so when the new employee kind of stumbled over an issue and innocently asked that person about it, all of a sudden it became very bad situation, and they basically bullied the new employee to the point where they just fed up and left. So who really gets hurt from that? Twofold. The owner definitely gets hurt. The department that this is going on is already hurting, and it's like you get one bad apple and it starts rotting, it rots the entire bunch. So, you know, I want to make that as a cautionary tale for owners, is that they really cannot just think that training, onboarding new employees is just something that happens spontaneously. No, it has to happen in a planned mechanism. And you really got to give it 3 months if you're going to be straightforward about accomplishing your business goals.
Well, Alliance Career Training Solutions, while you do training of employees for employers, there still is a responsibility on the part of the business that the employee works at to further that training. In other words, you can't do 100% of it, because there are certain procedures and how things are implemented in the office that the business has to show the employee.
Right. Yeah, if you teach somebody an accounting software, QuickBooks or whatever, they know how to use the software, but how does that get integrated into the paper flow and in the timing of the process of making the payments and the activity of the business? You know, all of that has to be brought together through the employer's training cycle.
Okay. Now, the other thing you wanted to talk about today was the issue about trying to place under 35-year-old workers and what a challenge that is. Why is that a challenge?
Well, you know, that is interesting. We had gone out and interviewed three employment agencies here in the county. And if you look it up on the internet and do some research, you'll see that there really is a line of demarcation at 35 and above and 35 and below. And some of the things, I'll give you one story. So there was an employee, and this person got hired. And in the hiring process, the ownership and the management had said to this person, one of the most critical things is timeliness. You have to be here on time. And this person was in their late 20s. They came on board, and on the very first day, they showed up 2 minutes late. And the owner went up and talked to him, and I said, you know, you signed this contract, and in that, I had solely, specifically said you must be on time. And I understand that. My receptionist shows up 15 minutes early so that they're kind of done their thing and are seated and ready to go at 8 o'clock. And the response by this new employee was, well, it's no big deal. Well, the result of it was you're fired and see you later. And, you know, that was a specific story. Well, when we went into these three employment agencies, they all showed us consistently stacks of files of under 35 that went to work and got fired. And so let me mention some words that really represent the problem. Number one is apathy.
Okay. Well,
yeah. So they really don't care. Another problem is because all of their schooling and all of the high school and college and absenteeism, no big deal. Nobody right. was ever called on that. Another one, they disrespect people. They've learned disrespect through their parents, through music, through, you know, games, whatever that they've grown up with. Tardiness, like the one that these people have gotten fired on, they don't see it as a big deal. And, you know, I don't really understand that. They have an attitude about them, attitude of, you know, this is supposed to be given to me. You know, right. everybody's won an award. No one has to work for it. No one has to work their way through high school. They just pass on. I was reading just this morning, the National Education Association had done a nationwide research on the high school graduates. And what they were saying is, it's amazing that we are at the highest level of high school graduation, 80% nationwide, which is extremely high. But the problem was less than 40% of those graduates are proficient in reading and in math. And, you know, 6 years ago, CSUMB, part of an organization as well here in Monterey County, went out and reviewed all the testing scores of our graduates here. And high school graduates had a reading level of eighth grade, fifth month, and a math skill level of seventh grade, first month. How are they prepared for college? How are they prepared at all for real life work out there? And that's also the reason why Hartnell has a 90% failure rating on the placement test. They have to all go into remedial education because they don't know how to read, they don't know how to write, they don't have reading comprehension. And it's been going on for a long time. Those figures that I was talking about as far as, you know, the problems that teachers are seeing and citing as problems of all the way back to 1990.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is not just an overnight problem. This has been a problem that's been festering for 20 years, if not more. And the key of it back in the early days of it, this problem was parental involvement.
Yeah.
So parents have been passing on the responsibility over to schools. Schools are overwhelmed with problems. They're spending more time, you know, managing the students instead of teaching the students, and it's just easier for them to just pass them through. So now they're graduating at a high level with an extremely low level education. So back to the problem about the 35-year-olds, businesses are now not wanting to hire 35 and under, you know, that younger group, right. which is a flip-flop of what it was just 15 years ago, where everybody was wanting the young,
right.
you know, energetic, and anybody over 45 or 50 was like, so sorry, you're never going to get a job again. So it's an encouragement for our population at 35 and plus. And look at the additional value to the employers. I mean, you know, they've got experience. They've already gone through the child rearing age bracket typically, right. and they really know the value of loyalty and timeliness, and you know they want their paycheck. So yeah. these other young people under 35, they just think paychecks are going to be given to them without the work,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
without taking on the responsibility. Now this is not 100%.
Right.
You will find individuals who have had a good education, good parents, good family background, and it's not relevant to any, you know, minority issues at all. This is just an individual to individual, family to family. So What do I say? I say very simply, if you're under 35, recognize that you have to work extra hard to prove yourself to be different from the general population. For those that are over 35, get in there, get a job, and feel courageous about your prospects. And towards the employers, you got to do the training and you've got to look into these people. Just don't look at them based on, oh, they're young and handsome or pretty, or, you know, they look healthy or something like that. Look at the value that they bring to your business and then train them.
All right.
Don't waste your money.
AllianceTrades.com. That's the website to go to. And Edward King is the man you want to talk to at Alliance Trading Solutions. 321 at Alliance Career Trading Solutions. Yeah. And Edward, how do folks get in touch with you?
Just call us at 755-8200. And, you know, frankly, give me a call. If you have any questions about the issues with employee training or the issues of business in general, give us a call. Come by and visit us, 333 Abbott Street in Salinas. We're open Monday through Friday.
Thank you, Edward.
Thanks, Mark.